Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. There's been lots of upsets. My bracket is totally screwed. So let's take a look at the pros and cons of March Madness. Here we go. Pro, it started at 68. Now we're down to 16. Con, just like Obama's approval rating. That's a, I don't make the numbers up, people. Pro, a low-seeded team that goes far in the tournament is known as a Cinderella. Con, a high-seeded team that loses early, known as a Duke. And finally, pro, spending all day at work filling out your brackets. Con, then going back to your job as President of the United States.
Hey, yeah!
There's Jimmy Fallon having some fun with March Madness as the second weekend of the NCAA College Basketball Tournament gets underway. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, the week ending Friday, March the 28th. As we review in this hour the top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So let's get started with the list this week. Number 10, as I said, March Madness, the college basketball world in review. The NSA's bulk data surveillance program. Number 9 on the countdown. Here are our hosts Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Mike O'Neill talking about the president's announcement regarding dealing with the NSA's bulk collection of your phone records.
President Obama, I think, has, like any good politician, got his finger up, kind of testing the wind, right? And he gets a sense that the American people don't think that the NSA, the government, listening in on their phone calls is that nifty.
Duh. Right? Thank you, Captain Obvious.
He's figured that out. So the president took a bold stand, I tell you, a bold stand asking Congress to end the bulk collection and storage of phone records by the NSA. Now, he's not going to do it. He is going to ask Congress to do it, and we already know kind of that Congress, unlike the president, thinks this is a hell of an idea.
Right.
Do they?
Yeah, I think enough of them do, sadly enough. But, you know, I have a theory on this, because I have a theory on everything, Pamela.
Oh, let's hear the theory,
here's
Bruce.
Here's my theory on this. So you've got these committees, like the Intelligence Committee,
there's
right?
There's all kinds of committees.
Right. So I want to imagine the Senate Intelligence Committee. They sit around, and on a pretty regular basis, the NSA comes and briefs them. Okay?
Okay, right.
So here's how I picture that meeting going. Because the NSA, this is the NSA going into its boss, for lack of better terms, mm-hmm. the people that control the purse strings. Your cushy house in McLean, Virginia, if you work for the NSA, your two Mercedes, the one for you and your wife, and your pension that you can retire in Arizona and play golf at the age of 45 for the rest of your life is based on you convincing Congress to keep giving you money and letting you do what you want to do. So here's how I imagine the meeting going. The guy from the NSA shows up. He looks a little disheveled. His tie is a little crooked. His hair's a little messed up. He shows up about 2 minutes late, breathless, runs in with a bunch of files, drops on the table. I'm sorry. Sorry for being late. Do you have a Congress goes, you have a reason that you're late? We just saved 100,000 people, thankfully. It was close, but thankfully that metadata program, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for that, we'd have blood in the streets today. Anyway, hey, what do you guys want to talk about today? And then they're all scared into going, well, we can't possibly get rid of it. Every day they tell us they're saving millions of people. Terrorists are falling out of the sky, literally, because of the metadata program. When the reality is, they still haven't actually used it to catch anybody of any consequence.
Well, Pamela asked if there's enough support in the House and Senate to get rid of the NSA. And you say, Bruce, that they love it. I would tell you this. I would say 100% House and Senate that are up for re-election this year, they don't love it.
Here's the problem. That you're right. Even if on a personal level, because here's how you get attacked, though. You see, it depends on, I would argue that it depends on the district. Because what do you not want to be painted as? Can you imagine the attack ad? Senator Tinkerbell is soft on terrorists. He voted to get rid of the NSA. The same NSA that's stopping people from flying planes into your children's preschool. Am I right?
But they're not looking to get rid of the NSA. They're looking to get rid of part of the program. So that agency is still going to exist.
But it comes down to optics, though.
Right.
So the president says,
you're going to be soft on terrorism if you don't support the NSA and the metadata. Because that's the argument they're going to make.
Sure.
And it's a false argument because they haven't caught any terrorists yet. It's just like saying get rid of the TSA. Well, you must love terrorists. Show me a terrorist the TSA's caught, and then you've got an argument. Show one. One. How about one? Let's start with one.
Up next, corrupt politicians, college athletes, and the Pope, all in the same sentence. And yes, all a part of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer.
Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to lumberliquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. And when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
A review of what's going on in the world of talk radio, the TRCS. I'm DS Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A California state senator was nabbed in a weapon sting, number 8 on the countdown. Here's host Doug McIntyre talking to Phil Mattier from the San Francisco Chronicle about the indictment of California State Senator Leland Yee.
The main event, of course, is the arrest, along with 25 other people, including Shrimp Boy Chow, of State Senator Leland Yee. This has set the new standard for dirty politicians in California. This isn't just taking envelopes of cash. They're accusing him of conspiracy to traffic and firearms, as well as contracted for murder, all kinds of, just basically every crime in the book.
That's right. And you've only got part of the story. What we had is State Senator Leland Yee involved. He's snagged up in this. As you said, we have Shrimp Boy Chow and his tong. Shrimp Boy is a former resident of the correctional system back in San Francisco, who actually likes to tout around the proclamations he's received from San Francisco City Hall. And by the way, Leland Yee, the state senator's co-conspirator in these guns and other charges, is nothing none other than the former president of the San Francisco Board of Education, Keith Jackson. How's that for a cast of characters?
Leland Yee was not a backbencher. This guy was at the tip of the spear of almost every issue that's come before the state in the last 15 years.
That's right. And Leland Yee has always had an eye for issues and his own advancement. He started out at the school board, moved up to the Board of Supervisors, State Assembly, State Senate, yada, 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 yada. And currently, I might add, but let's not forget, he was running or is still running for Secretary of State. He's always had an eye for issues, for example, gun control and such. But he, as far as Leland's also been a guy that plays both sides very, very quickly and very, very deftly. He is a guy that says one thing and possibly does votes another way. So he's one of those politicians that's sort of enigmatic, doesn't have a lot of close friends because a lot of people just basically don't trust the guy. But he's part of the Democratic establishment, or at least the Democratic machine, on a statewide basis.
very labor-friendly, and sort of rose up the ranks.
Unionizing college athletes, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Tommy Tucker with legal analyst Michael McCann. They talk about this week's ruling that could pave the way for college athletes to form unions and get paid by their schools.
A ruling by a regional director of the National Labor Relations Board said, or at least allowed players at Northwestern University to create a union. Now, a couple of questions here to me are, what does that mean? They say they want bargaining rights, but rights to bargain for what? And then what the attorney is saying for that union, or the organization, is that college football is, for all practical purposes, a commercial enterprise that relies on players' labor to generate billions of dollars in profits. That, they contend, makes the relationship of schools to players one of employers to employees.
Well, it's a major story in that it's the first time that a law deciding entity, in this case the National Labor Relations Board, or at least a regional director, has decided that college athletes should be paid, that they are, in fact, employees of their school, that the amount of hours that they work per week, the amount of money they generate, the fact that athletic programs are often separate from the rest of the university, and other factors led a regional director out in Chicago to hold that Kane Coulter and his Northwestern football teammates are employees. Now, it's the first step. There's going to be an appeal to the National Labor Relations Board of Washington, D.C., and it could get reversed. So it isn't a final victory. And even if the National Labor Relations Board affirms the regional director's decision, there would likely be a lawsuit filed by Northwestern that would be heard by a federal court of appeals. So it's a situation that probably won't be resolved for some months. But as a starting point, it's a big victory for Kane Coulter, and it's the first step towards athletes being paid as employees rather than being limited to scholarships.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's move into our number 6 position this week. The president going to Europe and visiting with the Pope, among other things. Here's host Rick Daniels, along with Jane Foy, talking to Sabrina Castelfranco about some of the goings-on around the meeting at the Vatican between Pope Francis and President Obama.
Is the meeting concluded now?
Yes, the meeting has concluded, but I have to say it was a very, very long meeting. These meetings usually take half an hour, and their private discussions lasted 52 minutes, so much longer than expected. A smiling president walked in, shook Pope Francis's hand and said it was a great honor and that he was a great admirer, and thanked him for receiving him. And then they had their private discussions, and of course the content of those, it's too early to know what they were, but we can assume that they share some common ground on economic inequality and, you know, mainly the poor and immigration, but of course, you know, they also are deeply split on a number of issues such as, you know, abortion, contraception. We'll have to wait and see to know exactly what the content of those conversations were.
As far as immigration is concerned, I heard a report earlier that there were American citizens who went to Vatican City to be there while the president was there to reinforce their concern for the immigration laws and changing.
Yes, and more is expected. Everywhere Obama is going, there are groups of citizens that are gathering. Even as, you know, the president arrived in Italy, outside of the residence of the U.S. Ambassador to Italy, where he will be staying, there were groups of people. There will be demonstrations. We are expecting more of that.
Up next, the Noah movie, and no mention of the Pope meeting with Russell Crowe, but he did briefly this past week. Washington mudslide story, too. Conversational input from a lot of different sources. That's up next year on the Talk Radio Review.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hot hits and talk radio. Doug Steffen here, up to number five on this week's countdown of this hour. The Noah movie, getting some interesting reviews. Talk host Richard Dixon here with a focus on the huge backlash against the movie Noah, mostly from people, of course, as you would expect, that haven't even seen it yet.
Never understood this. Conservatives will say, well, this show is just terrible and it's awful for our children and you can't see it and you shouldn't watch it and it's a nightmare. So really, have you seen it? Well, no, I don't need to see it to know that it's bad. Really? Are you really going to play that game? You're really going to come out and condemn something without having even experienced it? I'm not saying that you have to experience, I don't know, heroin to say it's a bad thing. But if you're talking about a movie or a book and you're going based on hearsay, you're going on what somebody else has said, you're probably making a mistake. You need to be able to recite and explain chapter and verse exactly why this item that you're condemning is a problem. And in order to do that, you're going to have to, I'm sorry, expose yourself to it a little bit. And who knows, you may be pleasantly surprised. After all, the brouhaha, the Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ. You know, Passion of the Christ was roundly criticized. You know, oh, it's terrible about Jews. Oh, it does terrible things to Jews. Oh, it's just a nightmare. Oh, it says these awful things about Jews. And then you watch it and you're like, no, that's what the Bible says happened. You can't condemn the film without condemning the entire New Testament, because that's what the Bible says happened, okay? If you want to, knock yourself out. Go ahead and condemn the entire New Testament and call it anti-Semitic, if you so desire. So hearing about something and then finally actually getting to see something, you may end up with two different things. So the jury for me is out on the Noah film. It really is. You got to remember, much in the same way I'll say this about American Idol's not searching for the next great singer. American Idol's searching for viewers. So when they make a movie about Noah, if you're under the impression that what they're trying to do is tell a biblically pure story, you are living in a fantasy world. What they want is a movie that people will go see.
A tragic mudslide in Washington, number four in the talk radio countdown list. Host John Zach here and Susan Rose talking to Seattle reporter Colleen O'Brien about the warning residents got in that small town of Ozo, O-S-O, in Washington. Mudslide was something that could happen, and they were told such.
Leading up to this landslide, we've been hearing that there had been more in the past several years, and we're also hearing about this controversy over building houses on this mountainside when many people knew it was dangerous to do it. Why were building permits issued?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in hindsight are saying now, why were you able to build in an area that back in the 1960s had a massive landslide? There was one as recent as 2006 that wasn't deadly. However, it did damage a lot of homes in that area, yet they still built developments on that land. And the residents there will tell you they knew there was a risk, certainly not to this extent, but they knew because you could sit there by the creek and watch as the sand came off the hill hillside. And so they knew there was a risk of a landslide, just not to this extent. And they will tell you that they wanted to be in Oso because it's a beautiful part of the state. It's a small, tight-knit community, and they wouldn't live anywhere else. So we'll have to see. We're still digging into this, wanting to talk to the developer, wanting to talk to the county about just how much they knew about the risk.
And this, too, is taking an emotional toll, especially yesterday, it seemed. Officials were saying that nothing could have prepared them for what they've been encountering the last few days since Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could be prepared for what they're seeing. One firefighter who had been there since day one talking about the moment she broke down when she saw a baby's nursery crushed and mixed through the debris, because we still have four-month-olds, young children missing in this debris, and it's likely they did not make it out and they won't be found. So what they're seeing, I don't think any human could prepare for.
So the mudslide was four. Let's see here. Let's go back through what we've done in this half hour. March Madness, number 10, as we started the half hour. Top of the list, NSA, number 9. The arrest and indictment of a California state senator, number 8. College athletes may be unionizing is 7. President's visit with the Pope is 6. The Noah movie is 5. The mudslide is number 4. So in a matter of a few moments, we'll get back in here for the top three of this week in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Week ending Friday, March the 28th. That's where we are, last full week of March, first week of spring, all that good stuff. At number three, Russia and the Ukraine. Here's host Greg Jensen talking to military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland. They discuss what McCausland thinks is actually going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Are we taking a look here at politics, power, religion, or fossil fuel?
A little bit of all, but I think mainly power. Many people have compared Mr. Putin's efforts to return the Cold War. I really don't look at it that way. I look at it more of Mr. Putin is returning himself to what the Tsars would have done back in the 19th century in believing that, you know, countries on the periphery of the Russian Federation should, in fact, be, you know, satellites of the Russian Federation, be spheres of influence of the Russian Federation. I think the other thing is we have for a long time mistook a belief that Russia would, in fact, eventually become basically a westernized country, would accept some of the things we were doing with NATO enlargement. It's been my discussion with the Russians over the years that they were violently opposed to NATO enlargement, and as it got closer and closer to the borders of the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, they became more upset about this. And last but not least, the Russians have talked since the end of the Soviet Union of the so-called near abroad, those being Russian citizens or at least ethnic Russian speakers living outside the Russian Federation, and always insisting since the end of the Soviet Union that Russia had a special responsibility to protect those populations. And that's what Mr. Putin at least believes he exercised when he moved into Crimea.
Taking a look at NATO and its relevance, do you think that the development there and the discussion between Washington and Moscow is going to embolden NATO? And what do you see the European Union doing?
Well, of course, Mr. Obama just gave a speech yesterday, you know, in which he argued that collective defense required collective contributions. And there's been a long complaint by Washington over a long number of years, as we saw defense spending in Europe's dropping dramatically. At this point right now, believe it or not, only two countries that I know of spend more than 2% of GDP on defense from the NATO countries, besides the United States, of course, which has been a NATO target of 2% of GDP. And those two countries are the United Kingdom and Greece. So many, many American leaders from several administrations have complained about this. We'll see if this now intervention into Crimea emboldens NATO countries to make those investments. The EU, of course, has a critical role here because this crisis has obscured what I think is one of the fundamental problems, and that is that Ukraine is economically basically broke. by their own admission, they need at least $25 to $35 billion over the next year or so just to sustain the country. And this will be a large task for the European Union, International Monetary Fund, and the like, if, in fact, that's going to be successful. But our measure of real success in this crisis, I believe, over time, will be, can we stabilize Ukraine economically, and can we help Ukraine become a democracy?
Talk host Chet Walker here with the correspondent Vicky Barker. They discuss why the situation with Russia and the Ukraine may matter, or ought to matter, or some people think it matters, to the United States.
Russian troops have taken a marine base in the Crimea region of the Ukraine, overrunning one of the last symbols of resistance left after Moscow wrestled the peninsula away from that country. The U.S. and the EU have targeted some of Putin's closest longtime political and business allies with personal sanctions. First of all, can you explain to us why this is a big deal for those of us in the U.S., because this seems like a region of the Ukraine that wants to be a part of Russia, so they might as well let them go.
Well, the fact of the matter is, although the vote was 90% in favor of Crimea rejoining Russia in that recent referendum, in fact, most Ukrainians and ethnic Tatars boycotted that referendum. I mean, Crimea today is, to all intents and purposes, under the control of these self-described, you know, local militias, pro-Russian militias, whose party actually got 4% of the vote in the last regional elections in 2010. And as you said, Chet, I mean, what the last thing to fall was the naval base at Feodosia, and we've had reports that the officers, the Ukrainian officers there, were led away with their hands tied behind their backs. And what's also happened today, Chet, is that Ukraine is the government, the interim government in Kiev, is basically accepting the inevitable, and it is pulling its forces out of Crimea in the face, it says, of threats and pressure from the Russian military.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything really the U.S. and the EU can do other than sanctions?
No. President Obama has already ruled out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. The sanctions, certainly, they're hurting Vladimir Putin's pride, if nothing else. And probably what is going to be discussed as the G7 members meet outskirts of this security conference going on in The Hague today is to talk about even stiffer sanctions, possibly this time leveled more directly against the Russian government rather than Russian individuals.
And the $64 question is, what's next for Putin?
Well, that's indeed the case, because there are certainly fears that the next region that could go would be a former Soviet area, a separatist region called Transdniester, which has already offered itself to Moscow, a request that Russia has promised to consider, although, you know, officially the Russians are saying they have no further territorial desires.
Number two on the countdown, Obamacare and the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen here, up to number two on the countdown. Obamacare, conflicted by the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case. Candy Crowley talking to political analyst Susan Page, Neera Tanden, and Newt Gingrich about Obamacare and its possibilities, the impact that it will have on November elections, let's say.
See, the truth is, Susan, there is truth in both of these, because it really depends on who you are, how much you're paying, what those factors are. And I guess the question is, where does the weight of this go?
You know, I think it also depends on what your timetable is. I mean, Neera may be right that over the long term, this will be seen as a success that worked, that delivered health care to a lot of people who didn't have it. But I think in the short term, you have to say that it's politically toxic, that we saw that in the special Florida House race. It was a damaging thing for the Democratic candidate who lost to before. You see those Democratic candidates in the key Senate races in 2014 trying to really hedge their bet on it. So it seems to me this is a tough issue. Democrats own it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is going to come out and embrace it, because what's her option? You look at 2014, it's a tough race. You look at 2016, I think it's harder to know where we'll be then. Maybe at that point, it'll be closer to Neera's analysis.
I also, look, in 2012, people ran hundreds of millions of dollars against the Affordable Care Act. Democrats expanded the Senate base on this. I think the issue that's really pushing in elections is the economy. And I think Democrats have to defend the Affordable Care Act and talk about fixes where they need to be fixed. But the truth is that the facts on the ground are changing, because over the last few months, we've had more and more people covered.
And the question is, of course, whether they've actually paid for their insurance. I mean, we have so
yes,
few facts
have.
To kind of no, figure out what's going
actually,
on.
Actually, we do have facts. 85% have already paid for their coverage. All of these issues, sticker shock.
Do you know who they are? Are they young? Are they
yes.
Invincibles? Are
yes.
They,
so,
the White House, as you have to admit, has been not great at giving us these figures.
We will have all of these figures out months ahead of the election. And I think you'll see that people are signing up. We have a large number of young people. According to many studies, there's not going to be an increase, but we won't know anything about the premium, negative or positive, until all the numbers are out. And there's people have another week to sign up, and I hope they do. Healthcare.gov. So it's working out really well.
There are a couple of realities here. This is a country of about 315 million people. 5 million signed up, 310 million outside the system right now, for a variety of reasons. My only point is, you tout 5 million. The fact is, you have not significantly decreased the number of people without insurance, because you have people transferring from one kind of insurance to another kind
of
insurance.
That's not true. We're seeing the lowest rate of uninsurance. There's been data out in the last few months. Rates of uninsurance are declining for the first time in decades.
And a huge number of the younger people are saying, this is not a good buy. I am not going to sign up. I mean, our data...
Higher rates in Massachusetts of young people signing up.
I think Florida was an early indicator. I don't know of a single senator in a tough re-election race who's running around saying, Nancy Pelosi's right. All of them are finding some excuse to explain why they would change Obamacare in some form or another. I think that's going to increase, not decrease.
Here are radio host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to another legal analyst. This time it's Andrew Cohen. They discuss the Hobby Lobby taking their case against Obamacare to the Supreme Court. an interesting company, that Hobby Lobby.
A question that came before the Supreme Court Tuesday is, do for-profit companies have religious rights? Andrew, what brought this issue to the High Court?
Well, this is, you know, the constellation of several different issues, but it was the Affordable Care Act, the new federal health care law that has this new mandate in it that requires for-profit corporations to provide certain birth control coverage to their employees. To many companies, that's not controversial. To some companies, companies that have religious beliefs that that focus on birth control, there were objections. There were religious objections to that. So what happened is a couple of companies, including a company called Hobby Lobby, challenged the federal healthcare law, saying that the company's owners, the company's board of directors, had a constitutional right and a statutory right to avoid paying for this kind of coverage. And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court was dealing in a case that is probably one of the biggest of the term.
Well, now, nonprofits were given allowances if they object to contraception. Isn't that correct? So it's just the for-profits that we're dealing with?
Exactly. You know, religious organizations that are recognized as such were given an exemption, recognizing, as the federal government did, that there can be religious objections to certain kind of birth control. These are not those kinds of companies. These are companies that are for-profit, that don't have a religious bent, except for the fact that ownership management has a religious bent. And so the issue, the first issue for the justices is whether or not these corporations can be treated as people the way people are treated under the First Amendment and the religion clauses. And that was something that the justices focused on. It was a 90-minute argument. There were three separate cases that came together and were joined. And it is going to be obviously one of the biggest decisions of the term because it impacts the affordable health care law and because it impacts the rights of corporations under the First Amendment.
Is this the first time religious rights for corporations have faced a Supreme Court test?
It is and it isn't. I mean, this was, I think, brewing. It's probably inevitable that there were going to be these kinds of challenges. And I think the reason why it came to the court so quickly after the healthcare law was validated in 2012 is because there are these new issues.
Here's Talk Host Jim Forsyth with yet another angle on the Hobby Lobby case.
This is no doubt going to be the most emotional and the most closely watched Supreme Court case this year. We expect a ruling, as always, in late June. Essentially, this is whether or not the Green family, devout Southern Baptists who own privately held Hobby Lobby stores, 14,000 employees, should have to offer two separate types of birth control in their company health insurance policy as mandated by Obamacare, even though the Green family believes that it violates their own religious beliefs to offer birth control devices in the health plan. Charlie, these are actually four separate cases that are going to be decided today, and I don't think that a lot of devout Christians who are listening to this necessarily want to see Hobby Lobby win this case, and I'll explain why. First of all, the first case involves the issue of corporate personhood. A 2010 Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United versus the FEC ruled that when it comes to campaign contributions, companies are individuals. They cannot be held to uniquely different restrictions than individuals can when it comes to making campaign contributions. The Green family says the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act protects them from having to take steps which violate their religious beliefs just because the government orders them to. Now, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was meant to protect individuals. It was not meant to protect companies. It says the government cannot unduly burden or restrict a person's religious beliefs, or if that restriction is impossible to avoid, the government must take the least restrictive alternatives. And that leads to question number two, what exactly are religious beliefs? And this is where I think that Christians might want to take a second look at whether or not they want Hobby Lobby to win this case, especially what are the religious beliefs of for-profit corporations. Judge Antonin Scalia, who is probably the most conservative member of the U.S. Supreme Court, wrote in response to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act ruling back in the 90s that, quote, allowing too widespread use of religious exemptions might excuse the lawbreaking of draft dodgers, tax evaders, child abusers, drug users, traffic violators, animal abusers, employers violating child labor laws, and racist business people. And do you really want the government to be deciding what is and what is not a deeply held religious belief? I don't think any Christian or any religious person wants to go there.
Okay, that's we were all the way up to number two. We just did two. Okay, number one is next, the mystery of the missing Malaysian plane. That certainly has gotten the most conversation on my radio program this week.
And I'm sure a lot of the ones you're listening to are pretty focused. So that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Chuck Stephan here. Let's finish off our countdown with the number one item this week, the continuing search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, the Boeing 777, that seems to have vanished. Talk host Jack Tomczyk, Benjamin Cruz, and Siri Free talk to airline security expert Charles Slepin about the significance. Looking at all these objects that have come from these various satellite photos, what the heck is that all about?
Got, what, 122 objects that have been spotted by satellites? Is this the airplane, Charles?
In my opinion, it's not the airplane until we pick up some piece of debris that indicates that we're looking at an airplane. There are all kinds of things that are floating around in the ocean, particularly when you are near very active sea lanes.
Okay. Dude, there's garbage all over the place in our sea.
Before we jump to the conclusion that we're looking at Malaysia 370, we better get our hands on something that indicates support for that proposition.
That's what drives me nuts, is all these main media outlets are just, as soon as they found something, it was all over the place.
Well, it's not okay for them to do that. Just keep in mind that there are also the families of 239 people sitting in the back of that airplane, and they have the right to know what happened to their loved ones. And just reporting that, okay, we found the plane. If you go back a few days and listen to what's coming out of Malaysia, it started with, we found the plane for sure. And that was with three pieces of debris that the satellite picked up. And then it went to a larger number. And as of this morning, I understand they're now announcing over 300 pieces of debris. Yet when we send search planes out there, when the weather permits the crews to see what's in the ocean, they see nothing. Our ships have come up with nothing, and we shouldn't be toying with people's emotions the way we are. Let it alone.
Well, I'm looking at a map right now of our globe's oceans and the trash vortices that develop in them, and one of the currents in the Indian Ocean goes right past where they say they found fragments of the plane. So, yeah,
so it's possible this is just a garbage.
It's just trash. Yes, it could be just pieces of trash you find in the ocean routinely. And so this is why, ever since the plane disappeared, I've been on the side of we have to wait until we have verifiable mm-hmm. evidence. You cannot speculate at times like this.
And we should not. We should be looking, however, at things that we can do to prevent this from happening in the future, and if we can't prevent it, to increase the odds in our favor. There are some things that ought to take place. I mean, we are certain that the transponders were turned off on that airplane. Perhaps we need more. Perhaps we need a transponder in the back where the passengers are.
Host Chad Hartman and Adam Carter talking on their program about Malaysian Airlines texting family members regarding the fate of the plane.
We're dealing with so many people. They are overwhelmed by emotion. Some are resigned to the fact that their husband, their wife, their kids were dead. Others were saying, no, I'm telling you, they're somewhere. It's the oddest thing, but I'm hoping they're held hostage, and I'm not going to believe it until somebody tells me. Can you imagine going to your phone, and here is the text. Malaysia Airlines deeply regrets that we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of those on board survived. That's what you get on a text? I know we're in this modern technology. We're all texting. Is this really the way to do it? Or is it unavoidable considering the circumstances?
I would think, though, I mean, those families have all been together, and they're still together, right, in Kuala Lumpur.
Because when some of the information was delivered, they're passing out, they're screaming.
I would think there'd be a lot better way to do that. Not only that, but okay.
I don't want to text.
And maybe they have the information. I mean, maybe there truly is a lot more information that they have than they revealed to us today.
Yeah.
But also saying, I mean, it's got to be some pretty strong evidence if they're saying now that survivors.
Yeah. I think, to me, you have that press conference and you send a text, reach out to us if you'd like to hear further information. Right? I mean,
you gather the families, have a private meeting with them, so here's what we have, here's our information. And
I just can't imagine them reaching out to me. I just want to let you know your son's dead through a text. Right? Maybe it's just a different world, but I mean, I'm texting all the time. Just to look on your phone and have the information delivered that way.
The search for the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 is the most discussed item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Recapping, number 10, March Madness and Sports Talk Radio in general. The NSA situation, number 9, the arrest of the California State Senator, number 8, college athletes possibly unionizing, number 7, president visiting with the Pope is 6, the Noah movie is 5, mudslide in Washington, number 4, the Russian-Ukrainian situation, number 3, Obamacare and the Hobby Lobby are number 2, and the Malaysian Airlines flight top of the heap. On this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, Sound and
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.